Franklin, A Path of Twisting Reality, written by Richard Cliff, narrated by Stephen Miller. Chapter 1. Memory, as though frustrated by its own passive existence and lack of physical form, often sets traps for the overconfident. For instance, you may be sure of the exact place where you put something only to find that it's not there. You can return many times to that place in the same belief that it must be there. It never is. It never was. Then it turns up somewhere else. Of course, now you remember. Then there are the occasions when you are angered by others whose memory is obviously at fault. Their recall is gravely flawed, and in some instances they weren't even there for the events of which they speak. Then someone else corroborates their memory by precisely matching it to their own, and you fall silent, dismayed. That's memory for you. But what of the memories that cannot be corroborated? What then, when there's only you to remember? Where, on a scale of 6 to 1,003, does truth then rest its weary haunches? Well, the story I'm about to tell doubtless lies in the shifting thing somewhere along that scale. Not scientific truth, not truth that you could lay any amount of money on, just my truth as believed and lived by me. I'll hope you find it interesting, even though you're probably not my age and did not live and work where I did. Nonetheless, we may have encountered the same sorts of people. After all, they do tend to replicate themselves across many divides. I was born in 1952. Now there's a monochrome factory Hooter image for you. Anyway, I was born into a working-class part of a working-class town that often held pea soup fogs as part of its DNA. Everyone worked, full-time for dads, part-time for mums. Then cars came along, and televisions, and three-piece suits, all paid for with something called HP, which stood for higher purchase, and meant that people without cash could hurtle out and buy these things. They did. Then it became full-time for dads and full-time for mums. It was an age of new, bright new everything. Today, whatever of it can still be found is referred to as retro and bang on trend. Back then, it was referred to as getting with it and meant not being square anymore. My junior school years saw this all evolve. On going in at 5 years of age, just another chestnut, floppy-haired kid, it was quite common to see boys wear their dad's cut-down trousers, hilariously gathered at the waist. No one laughed. It was too normal for that. On leaving aged 11, those same kids would sport brand-new football boots for game periods. For me, both then and in looking back, those junior school years held the best of my early times. It never rained. It didn't. And the hot summers were only interrupted by seasonal white Christmases. I'm sure you know where this is going. It was another world back then. Well, it was, and I loved it. It was a time of playing out until 10 o'clock at night, when you could wander home untroubled. A time when the cobbled streets were newly laid with tar that you could pull away, pick out the stones, and roll it into, frankly, anything. All you had to do was avoid the bully in the next street and put your hand up in class to every question asked, despite not knowing the answer. Life was sweet and friends plentiful. Good friends, too, mostly ragamuffins like myself, all skinny and full of it. This never included the quiet ones in class, the bright ones with different-shaped heads that had the extra bit at the back. Good for copying off in math, though, if you could curve your eyesight around their crab-like elbows. They were a totally separate breed who never suffered from not understanding things like I did. Their heads would dive halfway down the pen's length toward the paper to answer the sum suddenly displayed on the blackboard and leave me to stare in silent panic. In fairness, none of my lot fared any better than I did. It just didn't trouble them. I admit I was jealous of the clever ones. They never sought the approval of others, never felt the absolute need to play the clown. You never saw them anywhere outside of school. Goodness only knows what they did while the rest of us were scavenging footballs off a roof somewhere, or trying to make a raft from wooden pallets.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?